Do you know how much, and I really don't care. Let me just put this out.
Yeah.
My last video, not the latest one, the one I dropped yesterday.
Lituation, not New Day with featuring Kobe.
Yeah, featuring Kobe that was produced by Drew Make the Beat.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Get that in my latest single. Yeah.
Lituation.
Lituation.
Pato Ranking. Yeah.
Let me just be honest with you. That video, I had to fly Pato Ranking from Germany.
Oh, wow. Is that where he's based?
At the time, he was doing a tour in Germany.
Okay.
You know, he was in Frankfurt, a city called Frankfurt. And I checked, and he wanted business class.
Oh, wow.
Bruh, I can't fly anything. I'm your man. I'm your G.
But
we've got a good song.
Come correct.
But, this is just the video I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about. I spent 67,000 kwacha. That's $6,700. You know, right now that's about $7,500.
Yeah.
To bring him to South Africa. Fly his manager from Lagos.
Yeah.
His was about 11,000 return because he could do economy. I'm giving you the numbers. I'm not even.
This is Money FM. Think business.
I'm giving you numbers just so you get a glimpse of how much
you're putting in
on that particular song.
And that's one song.
One song.
3 minutes on something.
I got there. I had to fly my guys, you know, and myself.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'll fly economy. Yeah. As long as I get there, I'm still hustling. I don't mind. We flew economy from Lusaka to Joburg.
Yeah.
We got there. We booked apartments, $120 a night.
Yeah.
We stayed there for a week. Okay.
Yeah.
We got there. We paid for the video. In fact, we paid for the video way before we got there. The video was $8,000. Eye Candy Promotions. Google them. Justin Campos, one of the best directors right now in Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Calculate how much that is, and you get back here. I'm not saying I want to make that money in one gig.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, guys,
I'm investing.
You're not going to offer me, you know, $800, $700, $1,500.
Yeah.
How long will it take me to make my money back?
I hear you.
And make a break even and make a profit?
Yeah.
How long?
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I spent like 300,000 kwacha. Now, to somebody that might be like, they're probably laughing. Oh, 30,000, come on, man. Yeah, but on one video, for a guy like me?
And in this industry.
In
this market.
Dude.
That's
my life savings, man. That's how much I spent.
Yeah.
And I approached different people. I said, look, I've got to join with Pato Ranking. Are you able to help me with this? Oh, they'll give you this, they'll give you invest.
True.
The biggest businessmen reinvest. They go, in people's eyes, they go broke.
They do.
They'll sell houses, they'll sell to invest in one particular deal.
In a venture.
And when they get that money, oh my goodness. So I had to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're saying. You know what I mean? That's what we're saying. These guys, you've seen the level of videos that they're dropping. They're beautiful videos because they're shooting from Red. Red, by the way, is a camera brand that's really, really top notch. Their locations are on point. They've got stylists on set.
Yeah.
I didn't get a stylist on set because they said your money is not enough. The guy charges $15,000.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
This shirt and those jeans snap and those sneakers.
So when they come here, those guys are asking for $40,000, $60,000 because you've seen them do heavy rotation, heavy numbers on Trace, on Channel O. They put it in our people's minds that this is the end thing. This is the... You know, you find music that's not even... You're like, yo, we've got better music. But it's buzzing.
It's buzzing.
Right, because they make you like the music.
Yeah.
And then you think, Slap D will never be on this level, man.
So, Slap D, you mentioned, I like how, like, you know, you're churning out numbers. So, do you have an accountant? Do you have a team? Like, what's your team like? You know, are you there?
My team is really tiny.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-man team.
Mm-hmm.
It's small.
Yeah.
I've got a manager who's basically my DJ. He's also my agent.
They're
my
multiple
booking
roles.
Agent. Yeah. He basically does everything. His name is H. Mike Harry Monza.
Okay.
Who's now my partner in XYZ.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We've been together for a while, so he had to get stakes.
Yeah, pay me in equity.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So H. Mike. And then we've got a videographer. I've got somebody that's just responsible for my, you know, when I'm performing, it's going to take film, all that stuff, yeah. take shots. And the guy who always does my, directs my music videos, I mean, doesn't matter who's shooting, he directs the music video.
To give it
the script. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, his name is Emmanuel Chilala.
Okay.
Brian Chilala's son, by the way.
Okay. Industry names.
Yeah. Industry names, yeah. We also, I also have people like Ryan. Ryan is responsible for the logistics, my security, you know, just to help me when we're doing gigs.
Okay.
He helps me get there in time. You know, so does my, my we need people to understand the business also. I'd like to talk about one more thing.
Please.
The importance of iTunes, YouTube, stuff like Spotify.
Yeah.
Basically digital content.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about that. I think most of the Zambian music audience does not understand how much this could change musicians' lives. You know, buying a song is very important, guys.
True.
You've been downloading our music for free for a while, and people start to think
that's how it should
be. Well, that's not how it should be. Musicians out there are making money off sales. You know what I mean? Physical CDs, we all understand, have gone out of business.
That's true.
But if you can buy a single that I put out for one kwacha, it will make a really big difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I've heard and I've seen on Facebook, on Twitter, on different platforms, people say, how can I buy a song that was made on a computer?
Where do they want it to be made?
You see, it's sad. Those are the things I really wanted to share on this platform.
Are songs made anywhere else? Like,
allow me. Allow me.
Uh-huh.
Dear friends, dear olden OGs, dear people that listen to PK, dear Roomba lovers,
yeah.
All music is recorded on a computer. Whether live, I don't know, programmed, it is all eventually recorded on a computer. Unless you're from the 80s, then you have to do vinyl. I don't know that live set, I have no idea because I don't even need to. All music is recorded off a computer because it's a modern way of doing it. The easiest and probably the only way right now.
Mm-hmm.